Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call. Day 43, So Great a Love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Just let that settle for a moment. Don't rush past it. That sentence carries the whole weight of who God is, and it deserves to be felt before it's but. This explained, notice where the story begins. It doesn't begin with you getting your act together. It doesn't begin with your performance, your track record, your list of things you got right or wrong. It begins with God. For God so loved. That is the first word of this story. Love moves first. It always has. Before yesterday's prayer, before last week's failure, before you ever drew a single breath, the Father's heart was already moving toward you. That is not a small thing. That is everything. And if you want to measure a love, you look at what it gives, not what it says, what it actually lays down when the cost is real. The Father didn't send a letter. He didn't send a representative. He gave his own Son, the most precious, the most beloved, the closest thing to his own heart. He gave it. That is the measure of this love. You cannot read that sentence slowly enough. Now there is a word right in the center of this verse that I need you to hear carefully. Whoever believes, whoever, the door of this love is wide enough for your name to walk through. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've carried to get here. No one is left outside for lack of an invitation. The invitation has already been given, and it has your name on it. And believing is not an achievement. It is not a performance you have to pull off in order to earn your way in. Faith is trust. It is opening your hand and receiving what has already been given. This gift cannot be purchased, cannot be earned, cannot be accumulated through good behavior. It can only be received with open hands and an open heart. That is how you receive it. And when you do receive it, something begins. Not on the day you die. Now, the eternal life that John 3:16 promises is not only a future reality locked away somewhere for later, it steps into your today. This day, right now, is already part of it. The way you wake up, the way you treat the people around you, the way you face what is hard, all of it is happening inside a life that is already eternal. That changes the texture of every single hour. So, before breakfast today, before you reach for your phone, before the to-do list takes over, I want you to open your mouth and say John 3:16 out loud. But put your own name where it says, the world, for God so loved, and you say your name, that he gave his only Son. Let this truth be personal. Let it define who you are before the world gets a chance to tell you otherwise. This is not a religious exercise. It is declaring out loud what is already real. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.